Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I'm Doug McBurney, and I'm with him.
Doug, the telethon goal, it's over $30,000.
We went over 30?
That's big, but first...
Over 30,000.
That's big, and our goal is 40,000, and don't sweat, we have until midnight tonight.
We have over 12 hours?
Well, it depends on what time zone you're talking about.
Yeah.
That gets a little confusing.
We've got a lot of time. But
on the internet.
You know, people who've thought about it and people who have considered and people who have said, hey, I want to help.
Yeah.
Well, help
but,
today.
But
help
Doug,
tonight.
The big news is personhood has exploded all over the country.
It's huge.
Boston Globe, LA Times, WorldNet Daily, fabulous article. But first, you've got something from some lesbians.
A disaster out of San Diego, California. Mm. Apparently, doctors at some point in the not-too-distant past denied a certain lesbian. They denied her artificial insemination based on her sexual orientation.
Well, in other words, these doctors, they know that homosexuality is wrong.
Right.
And they said, well, you're a lesbian with a partner. We don't want to help you become pregnant because it's wrong.
That's,
to raise a child in that environment, that immoral, perverse environment.
That's what they told her, and they didn't want to participate in any of that.
And so homosexuals say everyone should be allowed to live their lives the way they choose.
That's right.
Right? Freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of religion. They're for tolerance and diversity, each to his own.
That's what they
said. So the lesbian should have said, well, each to his own, we'll find a homosexual doctor.
Right.
That's what they said, right?
No, they sued these doctors.
The lesbians want to force themselves onto these Christian doctors. They want to force a Christian doctor to inseminate a lesbian.
Yes, that's what they're not. Yes, they're not as tolerant of these particular doctors as they are of other
Doug,
as of the deviant.
How can you get more anti-tolerant than to try to force a man to inseminate a lesbian? Do you know what you have to do to inseminate a lesbian?
I don't even want to know, but I don't want to go there.
No, we don't want to.
And neither did these doctors in Vista, California.
Those doctors did not want to go there.
They did not want to go.
It's
they did not want to do it.
You talk about forcing themselves on the body of Christ and on the public at large.
Yeah, they're basically forcing their beliefs down the throats of these doctors at the women's medical group in Vista, California.
Yeah.
Well, listen to this, Bob. Last year, apparently the Supreme Court in California barred the Christian doctors from invoking their religious beliefs. They said state law prohibits discrimination, and that extends into the medical profession. So the Supreme Court of California shut these doctors down, and these lesbians were set for a big payday. This suit has now been settled for what the Associated Press calls an undisclosed sum of money.
Undisclosed sum of money.
So the doctors
got to pay it.
They have to pay off the
lesbians.
They have
to apologize publicly.
They had to issue a statement.
They have to say lesbians are great and we are pigs. That's what they have to say.
Listen to the statement that they were forced to issue. They want all their patients, including...
Did I get it wrong? I thought I just read it.
Including those who are lesbian and gay to feel welcome in their medical practice. They were forced to not only to pay, but to knuckle under.
Yeah. And so,
disgusting.
Doug, we just got a $100 a month pledge for the telethon.
$100 a month. And wow.
Can I say the name? This is a well-known veterinarian.
Now, this is a doctor, too.
This is a doctor who has
never
been asked to perform any kind of insemination on a lesbian dog.
Or cat.
No lesbian cats. No,
no
lesbian dogs have demanded Dr. Ed inseminate them.
Now, and if
not
they
one.
Did, Dr. Ed would stand his ground.
He'd stand it. Thank you, Dr.
Not,
Ed. Thank you.
So $1,000 a month, that's
$100
a month. I'm sorry. That calculates to
$1,000. $1,000. So now we're at $31,600.
$31,600.
To our $40,000 goal.
Folks, we're rounding third and heading for home, so help us out.
What
here.
An audience. But, Doug, these
Man,
lesbians
awesome.
And homosexuals... There's, you know, I didn't want to give Dr. Ed's last name. I don't know if he'd want that.
No, we won't want
but
to give
Doug,
his last
there's
name.
There's a major Christian leader in Colorado who for years has told people that Bob and Yart Live, nice Christian show, but he's wrong about one thing.
Which
he's
one is
He's wrong
that?
About recriminalizing homosexuality. As Christians, we shouldn't advocate recriminalizing homosexuality. It's legal. It's a sin. Let it go at that. He called recently, Doug. I don't want to give his name.
Yeah. So he called this Christian leader.
He called
a well-known Christian.
He
leader.
Called the studio here uh-huh. recently and asked to talk to me. And he said, "Bob, I want to let you know. For years, I've told people that you're wrong." And
so wait,
now,
so this Christian leader called you here
yeah.
at the studio?
And,
okay, and I got
And he said,
it
"Now." Now that I see what we've said for 20 years on the show mm-hmm. is that the two are mutually exclusive. Christianity and homosexuality cannot both be out of the closet. There are now millions of Christians at work for major corporations
yeah.
that are afraid to let anybody know that they're a Christian. They believe a man and a woman only should be married. Sex is only right, authorized by God between a man and a woman. Or they're scared to death to
oh,
say
that. Oh, you
can't
say that.
Meanwhile, the homo at the desk next to him brags about his exploits.
Over the weekend
in the,
with
in the
his
back
boyfriend.
Room of a gay
oh,
bar
yeah, okay, all right,
or a bathhouse. Bragging about it.
Yeah.
And so the Christian is in the closet.
That's where we're going to be forced.
And the homosexuals have come out.
They're so, pouring out into the streets.
Look at Miss America. Who's the gal who's
Carrie Prejean.
All she said, do you remember this?
I remember.
She's disqualified. The homosexuals say she should not be a beauty contestant.
Right.
Because do you remember what she said?
She said that personally she wouldn't marry a woman, I believe. That's pretty much what she said.
That's the way we put it here on Bob
I'm
and
okay
Your Life.
With,
she said personally.
Think, yeah.
She said if states want to legalize homosexual marriage, that's okay with me, but personally, I think...
Personally,
I think a marriage is between a man and a woman. So what she's saying is, hey, if California wants homo marriage, that's fine, but don't ask me to marry a woman.
I just don't want to do it.
And they said she is totally unacceptable.
Right, right.
So, and Colorado has Senate Bill 200, which is this... prohibition of discrimination. You can't even publish a book, a flyer, or even a broadcast,
right.
like an ad on the radio, that would discriminate against homosexuals.
Yeah, and so if Thomas Nelson has a publishing house here, a branch here in Colorado, there's no way they could print the New King James Bible.
You can't print the Bible.
No, they run them out of town on a rail.
And if Barnes & Noble has a store in Colorado, you can't sell it either.
No.
By this law.
Well, they'll probably, you know, the people who pass this type of law, though, I think they will try to come up with some type of Bible that can be published.
Oh, yeah.
There's probably a few.
Gender
out there.
Neutral.
Bob, I want you to just, before we get to the incredible explosion of news regarding personhood.
Yeah.
By the way, we just got a $500 donation from Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico is now on the map.
Brett in Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico. I didn't know KLTT reached that far.
Puerto Rico was not even on the map
KLTT
until now.
KLTT has a big footprint. I mean,
where's that? In South America? I went to public school.
Puerto
though.
Rico is just off the coast of Florida. It's in the
Caribbean.
It's quite a big island. There,
Brett,
yeah.
Thank you so very much.
Brett from Puerto Rico. And now look at this, a $50 a month donation from Daryl in Lakewood.
$50 a month from Daryl in Lakewood.
Keep track of this out there.
We multiply that by 10. All the monthly donations and subscriptions, we multiply
yeah,
by
yeah.
10.
So that's $500.
So that's another $500. So that,
telephone.
Doug, that's another $1,000.
So we're $32.6.
I can't believe we just went up 2,000. What did we just went up $2,000?
We're up at
32,000.
I went to public school. Don't quote my math. We have someone in the office who was homeschooled.
$32,600.
Now, before we go to the news on person, Bob, I want to get your take. Now, I've read to you the statement that the doctors were forced to release.
Yeah.
Listen to the statement of the person who was
the lesbian.
She says, quote, this victory shows a journey that our whole society is taking together.
Yeah. And some of us are tied up and thrown into the back of the truck.
We're being dragged.
Right. Yeah, we
All
are.
Right. That's about it from her.
Yeah.
That's okay. Enough of that.
All right.
All right.
So now big article.
Big article.
Boston Globe, L.A. Times.
Oh, yeah, the Boston Globe.
But there's a summary
in
WorldNet Daily.
There are stories all over the place because personhood is literally... it just exploding. The momentum is building. There are efforts in, you know, a half a dozen states that are prime efforts that are actually moving toward fruition. And another 20 states that are active and in process.
Yeah, like the Boston Globe today says abortion foes. Doug, I can't.
Abortion foes. Tired of a profusion of laws that limit but do not abolish abortion, are trying to answer the question in a way that they hope could put an end an end, says the Boston Globe, to legalized abortion. Across the country, they've revived failed efforts to amend state constitutions to declare that personhood and all rights accorded to human beings begins at conception. A profusion of laws, according to the no less than the Boston Globe, which I think, isn't that an arm of the New York Times? And isn't that part of the whole
pro-homo?
Yeah, they're not our friends. But even they have to admit.
Pro-Mitt Romney, government health care,
all of that. Right, right.
Okay, so anyway.
That's huge. That's just the Boston Globe.
That's one example.
Yeah, the Boston Globe.
I can't talk.
That's okay.
I must be all choked up by the people.
Somebody send a fire hose in here, okay? Bob needs a drink, for crying out loud. But the bigger news, Bob, is coming from our own side, someone that we know and love, someone who I'm a friend of on Facebook.
Oh.
She's my friend on Facebook.
Yeah, who is that?
Jill Stanek.
Oh, Jill Stanek.
Now, Jill Stanek is...
She's the number one blogger, pro-life blogger.
Yes.
And she's been wrestling with, you know, the different strategies. Do we regulate? Do we?
Well, you know, Bob, the regulators have spared no effort in making sure Jill Stanek is aware of all of their high-powered legal opinions. And all their high-powered lawyers are sending things to Jill Stanek because they know how important she is.
Right.
They know she's trusted.
She's influential.
She's influential, and what she says and what she thinks matters to a lot of people.
Yeah, so she has a column out today at WorldNet Daily.
Phenomenal. It'll blow your mind.
Okay, so let's go through it.
Okay.
Why don't you go ahead and read it to us?
All right. On Monday, a star-studded pro-life lineup, Lila Rose, Judy Brown, Pastor Walt Hoy, and Bella producers Jason Jones and Lee Severino announced the launch of the California Human Rights Amendment.
Whoa, now, Doug, wait. She did leave out Keith Mason, Personhood USA.
But he's not a star. Not yet.
He's a star in my book.
He's a star in my universe.
He was there at the press conference.
Yes.
He did the interview with the local public radio station out of Oakland,
NPR station in Oakland.
Yeah, but
it
was a debate
Keith Mason.
With the NARAL.
Right, with Ted.
Homosexual.
The guy who thinks we're coming in the guy who thinks this is a backdoor abortion ban.
Backdoor,
Ted's
my
a little
foot.
Confused.
Backdoor, every door. Okay, so anyway, so star-studded pro-life lineup introduces California's Personhood Amendment.
Yeah.
All right.
So if passed, Jill tells us, the amendment would recognize the inherent human rights of all human beings from the beginning of their biological development.
Okay.
In other words, we have here another personhood initiative.
All right.
So Jill puts it
in plain English.
Yeah.
What we have here is another personhood amendment.
That's right. And then Jill breaks it down.
Yeah.
You know, like,
all
break
right.
it down, sister. Here she goes.
Yeah.
This followed the August 24th announcement. In Colorado, the September 2nd announcement in Montana, the September 11th announcement in Florida, the September 17th announcement in Missouri.
Whoa.
And Mississippi pro-lifers are looking to get on the ballot in 2011.
Yeah, Doug, they got so many signatures, they're doing very well to get on the ballot, almost certainly for 2011.
Yeah, yeah. And
everybody else so far is going for 2010.
And Oregon is also working to get on the ballot in
2011.
And the Los Angeles Times, Jill tells us, reported September 28th that while personhood measures failed in Montana and North Dakota legislatures, the close votes alarmed supporters of legal abortion.
So supporters of legal abortion were freaked out
now,
that personhood bills have done so well this year.
And they came within just a few votes of passing in these two legislatures.
Right.
In fact, if I'm not mistaken, in one legislature, they only lost because a supermajority was required.
Right.
Anyway, Jill goes on.
You're not mistaken.
Jill goes on. Come next January, pro-aborts will have a six-alarm fire to quench, since pro-life legislatures in Alaska, Arkansas, Hawaii, Indiana, Louisiana, and Texas have all signaled their intent to introduce personhood statutes.
Okay, so, Doug, that's in addition to the personhood ballot amendment efforts you just mentioned, because those states are getting signatures.
Yeah.
These are states where they have pro-life legislators who are introducing personhood bills, personhood statutes.
Oh, yeah, this is a full-court press, Bob. This isn't just about ballot initiatives.
This is so much excitement.
We're not just going
so
through the back
momentum.
Door, the front door, through the window, through the legislature, through the ballot
coming
initiative.
Coming down the chimney.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's fun.
Jill tells us, so the personhood movement has quickly grown too big to contain.
Wait. Let me see that. Did she? That
she says. It's,
so the personhood movement has quickly grown too big.
Too big to contain.
To contain. This has all the signs, Doug, of a movement.
Yeah.
This has all the signs of a movement, and even a movement of God.
Mm.
It has all the signs of a movement, and you know nobody runs
Bob,
a movement.
Before you, I just want to thank you. In 2005, as I sat in the pews at Denver Bible Church, 2005. You gave a presentation called Focus on the Strategy. Now, it wasn't only about abortion. It was about Christian strategy overall.
Yeah.
The cultural strategy.
Political strategy.
In the culture war.
Pornography, adultery,
homosexuality, abortion.
Right.
And for the first time, I mean, the lights came on in my eyes when you pointed out that regulating abortion, not only is it ineffective, it's counterproductive to our overall strategy.
Counterproductive. It undermines personhood, the God-given right to life of the child.
And for me, Bob, just being a pew sitter, someone who's not necessarily a biblical expert, a light literally went on in my mind.
Doug, you know, that's going to air. Focus on the Strategy.
Oh, that's right.
Will air in Colorado Saturday night on Channel 53.
The original Focus on the Strategy presentation.
That's right.
Wow.
That was given at Focus on the Family in Colorado Springs,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
To their public policy division.
Yeah, I remember. The elders of the church went down with you.
Yeah.
And
it's going to air, and this will be the first public airing of Focus on the Strategy.
Folks, if you want to see something historic, if you've been a part of the personhood movement, if you've signed the petition, if you wonder what it's all about, Saturday night, TV 53 at midnight.
Yeah, and if you
TiVo it,
and if you can't TiVo it or DVR it, record it, watch it live, or if you're out of the state, because if you have DirecTV or EchoStar or whatever they're all called,
yeah.
Comcast, you could watch Channel 53. It's a full power 5 million
right.
watt TV station.
Right.
But if you can't get it, you can get it from us, the DVD.
Oh yeah,
and
not only that, how much do we sell that DVD for? Like $300?
No.
$19.95? $9.99.
And we did that.
Practically
Doug,
giving it away.
And usually our videos, we sell them for $34.99
right.
to help keep Bob and Your Live on the air. With Focus on the Strategy, we believed it had the opportunity to seed the body of Christ with biblical principles to make a difference in the political battle we face.
And I think that hunch has proven
and
correct.
And so now thousands of Focus on the Strategy and Focus on the Strategy 2s have gone out.
Wow.
And Focus 3 is well into post-production.
Okay, $9.99 plus shipping and handling, whatever. Get it. But
get it.
Bob, if people are from outside the state and they're thinking about starting a personhood movement in their effort.
Getting
their
involved.
Thing, you can get Bob Enyart to come out there. I mean, I don't know how much you charge. Maybe
sure.
$5,000, $10,000. Bob will come out there and start the whole thing for you. Come on.
Wish, right.
No,
actually, Personhood USA.
But you
American
are willing,
Lifely,
right, Bob? If someone
American
wanted you
right
to come
life.
And give that
well, sure,
lecture.
But Doug, we have our – that's true. I could come and
absolutely.
Give it in person. But if somebody gives to the telethon now to help us meet our last – you know what we need?
We need
heavy hitters.
Yeah, we need someone to stand up with a check for $10,000.
This is an internet telethon, and it's hard to know when the day ends at midnight on the internet.
Yeah.
I mean, what time zone
do
you
use? The internet is 24/7, Greenwich Mean Time.
So it's sometime tonight at midnight.
Right.
We're at $32,600. We need another $7,500.
$7,500.
$7,500. And we're running out of time.
We're running out of
time.
So
if somebody does give, call 800-836-9278. Go to our website, kgov.com, and you can ask for Focus on the Strategy DVD.
Yeah.
And you could watch it Saturday while everybody in Denver's watching it on TV. So this is a great time to give and get and ask for that DVD as a thank you.
Yeah.
But Doug, this is the time when the heavy hitters got to step up to the plate.
And there are some heavy hitters.
Dr. Ed stepped up to the plate.
He sure did.
$100 a month.
Yeah.
That's $1,000 toward the telethon. So, but there might be somebody out there who can write a $2,000 check, a $5,000, or a $10,000 check, put us over the top.
Put us over the top. And if you wonder, what are you investing in? Read the Boston Globe today. Or read Jill Stanek's column.
Or read the L.A. Times.
What is this ministry doing?
Or listen to that NPR radio station in Oakland with Keith Mason up against this NARAL homosexual spokesperson.
Oh, and he's a homo too, huh?
He is.
Yeah. Whenever I read a quote from NARAL, I always do it in a homo lisp, even if I don't know if they're homos, because really? I just assume they are.
Yeah, NARAL.
But I want to... So,
okay.
If you wonder what kind of bang for your buck you're getting, what is your return on investment...
You know, when you stand for the Lord, you teach out of God's word, and you don't try to compromise.
Yeah.
God can bless that effort. He can bless that effort. But when you compromise and you say, you know, okay, a little bit we'll believe in the Lord and a little bit we'll believe in Molech, the Lord says, what am I going to do? How can I bless you when you disdain me? Mm. And God doesn't say, like some people say, well, He only has a few exceptions. Like when Eve ate from the tree, God didn't say, well, look at all the apples she didn't pluck. He didn't look at all the apples. He looked at the exception. Mm. And when David committed adultery with Bathsheba, Nathan the prophet didn't say, well, look at all the women that he didn't have sex with. That's not the, God looks at the exceptions. Mm-hmm. That's what makes him angry. If you'll kill one child because you think you'll get a political advantage, God gets angry and he cannot bless that effort.
Amen. Now, I've got to admit, Bob, when I first heard Focus on the Strategy, as I was sitting there in the pew at Denver Bible Church, I felt a little bit uncomfortable because I had given money to a number of efforts to regulate abortion in my pro-life career, whatever you want to call it, my life.
Yeah.
But you know what, Bob? That was temporary. I felt uncomfortable for a little while, but then now that the lights come on and I've had an opportunity to actually put my money and efforts into personhood, I feel so much better.
Yeah.
I mean, so thank you. I just want to thank you for that. Let's get back to
welcome.
Jill, because we're going to run out of time. Mm-hmm. By the way, the number to call to donate, 1-800-836-9278. If you can write the check to put us over the top, 1-800-836-9278. Jill says the personhood movement has quickly grown too big to contain, but it has not been just pro-aborts interested in doing so.
Some pro-life organizations are opposed to personhood.
Yeah.
Doug, in Florida, the Catholic bishops have come out ferociously against personhood in Florida. Now, that's consistent with the, you know,
what we've seen
nationwide.
Colorado,
Conference of Catholic Bishops are against personhood, but in Florida, they it's almost ferocious. Their position.
Wow. Now, I would have to, I'm not a Catholic, but I'd have to go and look at their encyclicals. I believe they, the church at least, acknowledges the personhood of the unborn.
We just got Roger in Michigan, $35 a month, Bible study subscription.
Wow.
Doug, that's another $350.
And Roger, you are going to be so blessed, brother. I mean, I have heard it. I've been following Bible study for 10 years.
All right, I just did the math.
Yeah.
That brings us to $32,950.
$32,950. So we need less than...
We only need $50 to be at $33,000.
Yeah, we need less than $8,000 to go over.
Yeah.
Well, $7,000,
roughly. $7,050.
Wow. Now, Bob,
so
Jill goes on.
You,
we've
Roger.
Only got a few minutes.
All right.
Thank you, Roger. God bless. Jill goes on to say, it goes totally against my grain to expend energy undercutting fellow pro-lifers.
She's saying, here's the reasons why I don't think we should oppose personhood amendments.
Yeah, but she said, because it's never wrong to do the right thing, and because a ratified personhood state amendment or statute would be a good problem to have.
A good problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she says, it's never wrong to do the right thing.
Never the wrong time to do the right thing.
We shouldn't undercut pro-life efforts.
Mm-hmm.
A ratified personhood amendment is a good problem to have, she says. So, sure, some naysayers say, well, the Supreme Court is pro-abortion.
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding. Seven of the nine were nominated by Republican presidents.
We know
that. Of course it's pro-abortion.
We know that.
Of course it is.
Yeah. And but they might fight us on this.
Of course they will.
We want that fight.
Right, of course.
Anyway, she says also that public education is critical. Now, there's a... there's a point that so many of the lawyers who are looking at personhood
they don't get it.
They don't get it.
They think you win this only by lawyers.
Right. You can only win this in the courts, they think. You can only win this with a legal argument.
Right. And the Supreme Court never apologized for its own Dred Scott decision saying you could own a black person like chattel, like a piece of property.
You mean
they never overturned their own decision, Dred Scott.
No, they didn't.
The U.S. Supreme Court, they never apologized as far as I could tell.
You know, this is the year that Barack Obama has been apologizing for virtually everything the United States has done for the last 150 years.
Right.
You mean we haven't apologized for... I think Barack Obama needs to apologize for
Dred Scott. Supreme Court.
On behalf of the Supreme Court.
He should order the Supreme Court... Well, he can't do that. But say, you guys need to apologize for Dred Scott. You need to come out there and say, we were wrong. It's good that we were overturned.
They should say that.
They've never said that. So slavery would still be legal in America if we were waiting for the Supreme Court to repent and humble itself and fix their crimes.
Yeah. It is the educating the people and changing the hearts of the people.
That's right. And increasing social tension.
Increasing social tension.
Which is what personhood does. And forget about for the Democrats or the child killer abortionists. Mm. This increases social tension for the Republicans, the conservatives, and the pro-life industry. That's where we want to increase the social tension.
Now, Bob, I know that Jill Stanek, she's a great writer. She's a thoughtful person. Mm. And I know that she has a heart for unborn people.
Yeah.
And she's been struggling with this issue. I've watched it. I've followed it. This article, to me, signals...
Yeah. Well, look what she says here. I support personhood initiatives.
There it is. I support personhood initiatives. That's what she says.
That's
fabulous. So, Jill, I mean, what do you say to Jill?
Well, thank you. Thank you, Jill.
Wow.
And, you know, she's been supporting... Oh, look at this. $100 from Roxbury, Colorado. John. Thank you, John.
Another $100
donation.
That
puts us over $33,000.
We're over $33,000. Now, we only need, that means, under $7,000.
Under seven. Maybe somebody, if somebody gave $5,000, Doug, I think we need a heavy hitter.
Yeah, we need a check for
$5,000.
I
think we really do.
Yeah.
But we're at $33,050. We only have another 1 minute on the air.
Yeah.
But then by midnight tonight, $33,050. And the phone number is 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278.
And a better investment you could not make. I mean, just go read the Boston Globe, listen to NPR. Read Jill Stanek. I mean, it's just phenomenal, Bob.
All right.
Thank you so much for
Doug,
what you do.
Thanks for the whole month helping with the telethon.
Great. It's been fun.
$33,000. That's crucial that came in for BEL.
Amen.
Maranatha Christian Center, what a great school. And our website is KGOV.com.